brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two, 1-800-259-9231. On this July 5th, 2010 edition, Bob in Michigan and others are holding. I want intel on Gulf evacuations. A month and a half ago, I saw reports that evacuations had already begun. I made phone calls to supposed towns, and it was not true. But just when I'm about to say, oh, great, that's not the case, I have this article out of PrisonPlanet.com where oil industry insider and CFR member predicts Gulf evacuation. We're going to have to evacuate the Gulf. Can you imagine evacuating 20 million people? This story is 80 times worse than I thought. That's the Washington Post. Now, I'm not blaming people that are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, because when the hurricanes blow that oil in, it's going to be bad. And the feds have never allowed berms or anything to be built to stop even the little bit of oil that's come in per capita. And it's treason, it's criminal, but they think we're so dumb they're allowing it to happen. So, I'm going to open the phones up and see if we get any good information. In fact, guys, will you give me a pen? All I have is a Sharpie. I want to write notes when people call in so I can check what they say. The Sharpie will bleed through. Thanks a million, Matt. Great. 1-800-259-9231. But then I'm going to really boil down the position we're in and what's happening with the economy and what I believe is going to happen next and what I think we can do to counter these criminals, because they are now, just like in 2007, they started getting everybody ready for the controlled housing implosion as the cover for the engineered depression. And now they're telling you we're in a depression and get ready for total collapse, which means they're strongly considering pulling the plug. I mean, we're already circling the toilet bowl slowly, but they're starting to accelerate that. And so, and of course, we would expect with a new war and with a full-blown depression, an economic collapse, they would shut down the web. So they're getting all the couch potatoes ready for that, telling them how essential it is every day. Things don't look good. I'm going to be honest with you. We've been building towards this point for the last 15 years that I've been on air, trying to warn you about the bankers and what they've done to every other country they control. And here we are. We're in a good position to fight them, better than we would have been. Because we have been here speaking out, and because we understood the globalist game plan. But we're still in very, very dire straits. I mean, when I say we're in a better position, we're ready for the punch that's getting thrown in our stomach. It doesn't mean it's going to feel good. At least some of us are ready. All right, I'm going to go to break and come back so Bob doesn't get cut short and go to Bob in Michigan and others. But if you've got any intel, or you know, if your husband's out on an oil rig and he's been told some information you want to tell us, or you're a police officer in the Gulf, and I'm sure you've asked, what are we going to do when the oil comes ashore? What have you been told? Or are they keeping that information close to their vest? Is it compartmentalized? You know, the mere fact that they're not preparing for an evacuation, or at least telling lower-level personnel, that tells you as much as not being told what they're planning, because they should be planning for different contingencies. Because you get all of that oil coming ashore, and as the Gulf heats up in August and September, that's when it gets its hottest. So it takes all the first few months of summer to really get it hot, and then by August and September, it's like bathtub water. Then all that methane, all that natural gas, all that oil plume that's underwater, because most of it's underwater, it's going to off-gas even worse. And some experts are talking about, you know, 100 miles inland, there being toxic clouds, because oil doesn't precipitate and turn into water vapor, but all those other chemicals that's leaching out of it, they do. We'll talk about it straight ahead with Bob in Michigan Notes.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
What the problems are, because BP
the Genesis Communications Radio
the names of the dispersants. However, we know that they're the same types of illnesses that people reported in Alaska. Now, the average lifespan of a person who did cleanup on the Exxon Valdez is 51 years old. Almost all those people who did work on the Exxon Valdez are now dead. And BP still here once again is big oil not giving the information to the doctors and the healthcare officials. A county nurse was not given permission to go on to the BP property. When she finally did that, the people who work at BP who were coming to see her were only allowed to get Band-Aids and aspirin from her, and they were told that they only could go to the BP doctors if they wanted to get treated.
President Obama touched on the health issues in particular in the Gulf today, and I want to play this. Listen.
So far, we have seen that on shore, we are not seeing huge elevations in toxins in the air or in the water. But that may not be the case out where people are actually doing the work. And we've got to make sure that we are providing all the protections that are necessary.
Do you think the administration is doing enough?
Okay, we're going to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231 if you've got any specific intel. But this has been going on for weeks. They are saying that the dispersant is not bad for you, though it admittedly has a skull and crossbones on the container. They have put millions and millions and millions of gallons of the dispersant into the Gulf. It is much worse. This is one of the cases where the disease is more preferable than the cure, where the cure is worse than the disease. And that's Obama, a paid corporate liar who will tell you that there's no health problems. People have died. Mainline medical doctors who've seen the workers are saying that their lungs are completely fried, that they're dead men walking. The average life expectancy from the Exxon Valdez, where they use these same dispersants, is 51 years. That's 20-plus years less than the average life expectancy. In fact, roughly 25 years less. So there you have it. And BP has its own little special doctors. And now the oil is coming in towards the shore. And you better believe that, just like with the 9/11 victims and the emergency workers, they were not given treatment. And it was covered up for close to a decade. And I've seen New York Post articles calling the police and firemen ambulance chasers, though they're dying or dead. All these universities have done CAT scans, just countless universities. Their doctors have come out, medical centers have said, we CAT scanned their lungs. They're full of asbestos and mercury and pulverized dust and concrete and glass, and they're dying. I mean, I've been there with these military men and women, firemen and police, and they will be walking around, 35, 45-year-old men and women with tanks of oxygen, and they will, in the green room with you, when I've been at 9/11 events in New York, they will say, excuse me, and you'll go around the corner, and they're coughing blood up in a handkerchief. I've been there when they're too sick to even speak. And you know what they say about them? They're scum. They're liars. They're not sick. And so when you go down there and clean up that oil with all that dispersant, and you die like a roach that's been sprayed with Raid, they'll tell you, go crawl in a hole and die. Just like our troops that breathed all that chemical weapons residue when the U.S. blew up the weapon systems they'd sold Saddam. They were getting rid of the evidence at Camisea and other bunkers. When people came back and their brain stems shriveled up and they died, they did autopsies and would even find that they died of nerve agents. But the government said, we're not giving a red cent to your family because you aren't just cheap. You're seen as trash to them. All right, let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, thanks for holding. Tell us the info you've got on plans for evacuations, if any, in the Gulf.
Okay, well, it's not evacuation plans, but I work for a manufacturing company up here in Walker, Michigan, and we have a contract with BP to build oil booms, and about 5 days ago, BP basically threatened to quit participating in their side of the contract by buying our oil booms if we didn't make the product, like, far less effective. I have my foreman on a tape recorder here saying that basically, essentially, yes, they wanted us to, like, make sure that the booms were essentially worthless. Before, the anchor was attached to a big a chain link that runs all the way through the side of the boom, and how they wanted it redesigned is where they put a little metal eyelet inside of the nylon fabric and then run a quarter-inch cable through it. So basically, the anchor will, like, rip right through the material. And I've got that on audio right here from my foreman. That company was in the newspaper about 3 days ago. They did a big story about how, like, you know, BP is putting Americans to work, and Americans are working to, you know, solve this right now and all this stuff. The name of the company is Prestige Parts in Walker, Michigan. I'm probably going to try and get at least three or four of the other guys that work there to call you and talk to you. And my girlfriend's right here. She's quality control. She knows it, but she won't get on the phone. That's what I got.
Incredible information. Well, this fits in with Obama blocking all of the skimmer ships. This fits in with him dumping his stock the week before that he had in BP, along with the BP CEO, Goldman Sachs, dumping it. Just record levels of stock being dumped. But to be specific, I'm not very familiar with these booms, but I've seen it on the news, and they've already talked about how a lot of them are ineffective. But what you're saying is that it's going to be anchored to something that when waves hit it, it's just going to basically rip the cable out of the nylon. Is that what you're saying?
That's my foreman did a PSI test on it because he, like, tested, like, the old version versus the new version of how they want it. And, like, I've got him on tape, like, right here, you know, saying that it's, like, far less effective, that basically they wanted ineffectual oil booms to continue to even, like, keep participating in the contract for a year to buy oil booms from us.
Now, here's the $64 million question. Are these oil booms cheaper?
Are they telling? My girlfriend says yes. She's quality control and her aunt's a supervisor.
And so they are somewhat cheaper. Well, that could be the motive, but see, I mean, that's classic where they just want people to see booms. It doesn't matter if they basically fall apart like a cheap T-shirt. I mean, everybody's been to a party or to an event where they hand out free T-shirts, but they're so cheap, the first time you wear it, it starts tearing out at the seams because it's so thin and the stitching falls out. I mean, I've seen T-shirts that fall apart when you first put them on. So that's basically what this sounds like. But would the motive in that be it being inexpensive, or would the, because they're charged with cleaning it up, so you would think that they want to clean it up quick, because if they don't work, the mitigation is going to be much more expensive. Or is it because they're in bed with Obama as being the head globalist pushing the carbon tax? BP literally created it with Ken Lay of Enron. That's on record. I mean, what do you think?
I think that, you know, it's totally a part, you know, they want to try and get that global carbon tax in. And also, I think that, you know, they buy oil booms a lot, and I'm sure that they test their products to see, like, which are the most resilient and effective for the job. So I'm pretty sure they would know, you know, I mean, it's their job to know these things. They, you know, walk around in Armani suits. So I would assume, you know, I mean, they know, you know. So it has to be in for them, you know. I mean, what's the cost of losing all that oil out there, you know? I mean, and, like, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, if the booms don't catch it, if the booms don't catch it so that they can suck the oil up, so the ships can come by and suck the oil up, it's going to be much more expensive for them to clean up what ends up hitting the shore or going into the rivers and estuaries, unless that's what they want. And on every front, they will aggressively, Obama and BP, do whatever it takes to make sure it's as bad as it can be. I mean, what do your coworkers think's going on?
Well, all of them say that basically they want booms that won't even work. They think it's, I mean, like at least three or four of the people I've talked to think it's a total joke, including the foreman.
And it's just you're saying this outfit that you work for is one of the biggest suppliers of booms?
I don't know if they're one of the biggest suppliers of booms, but they have a contract with BP to make oil booms. But, and I mean, like you were saying before, though, about, like, you know, how it benefits them. I mean, it's priceless for them to be able to try and, like, reinvigorate the environmental movement with this. So, you know, I mean, and I don't, I mean, like you say, you know, there's tons of oil out there that they've got all the land they hold to. They don't build refineries, you know. So it's all charade, you know.
And they know how people's brains work. They know that 3 months, 6 months, a year into this, people will say, just do anything. Okay, you want to raise my gas prices? Okay. You want to put a carbon tax on me? Just fix it. And then they'll find the solution to fixing the problem magically. This fits their MO to a T. And it also is a nice political diversion while they devalue the dollar and get ready to launch potentially what could trigger World War III with Iran. Anything else, Bob?
I mean, you always talk about wanting people to bring up solutions and stuff like that. And, you know, I think that Deborah Medina, even though she kind of, like, you know, turned around during her campaign, like, she really laid the basis for, like, economic diffusion and decentralization in the states, you know? And a lot of states, like, that's what we really, I think, have to do is kind of, like, reimagine the Madisonian division of sovereignty between the federal government and the state and try to equitably distribute that sovereignty within, you know, throughout its parts.
Bob, stay in contact with us. Your phone's really breaking up, but I appreciate you giving us that information. We'll try to look into that, and of course, others can do that as well. But we know they're blocking the states, and that's why it is important to get good governors in place, and it would have been nice if Deborah Medina would have won, so that if the oil spill is to hit Texas, it hasn't yet, thank God, that she could go down there and somehow confront the feds. Because there's no way the feds can just brazenly say that they have this jurisdiction and that no one can stop the oil in plain view of everyone. If somebody with authority just stands up to them in a media platform and says no and points out how asinine this is, they'll fold like a house of cards. 1-800-259-9231 for whistleblowers. More news on the economy straight ahead.
the problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for Family Emergency Solutions.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't...
What has the United States been turned into? A bunch of domesticated, soft people looking for a free lunch. But we haven't gotten a free lunch, have we? No. The incredible wealth built up by our forebears has been stolen, and the controllers of this nation have run up a $600 trillion debt. when you hear about a national debt every year, and you hear about how it's $14 trillion and all of this, that is nothing. When you actually look at what these bankers have created and how they've tied it to us, the taxpayers, they say we are liable for their derivatives that they have created. You see, that's what gives their worthless derivatives value. They first sell their derivatives out into the market. People buy them who've been defrauded, and the globalists consolidate their power further. Then, when their toxic assets that they've sold begins to destroy all the major economies and savings of the planet, the bankers come in as the saviors saying, we've got a solution. A bank of the world. We remonetize the globe. We devalue all the world's currencies. But this new currency, it has value, SDR. Special drawing rights, which just means the bankers can make up in a computer infinity ones and zeros. Now, they already had that power through doubling. Because they can double money and then double it again and then double it again and double it again through fractional reserve banking. But with the end of Glass-Steagall 11 years ago, they have transcended even that. And it's so elementary. It's so simple. They are con artists. They are fraudsters. I say this every day because if this message doesn't get out, we have no future. We must expose the fact that Bernie Madoff was the founder of the NASDAQ. We must expose that he helped set up many of the systems that we are now being destroyed by financially. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. It is destroying our jobs, our industry, everything. And then you look at Ken Lay and Enron and BP and all of these people. These are the very individuals that created the new derivative of the carbon tax. And they've been pushing this and promoting this for 15 years as the main funding mechanism for their new private global government. This criminal ruling class, this criminal class who has total contempt for us because we've let them bamboozle us to this level. It is a sick joke. They laugh at us. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phones up completely, not just for whistleblowers, but for everybody, to specifically give me your ideas of how you think we can get ourselves out of this mess. And what course of action concisely you think we as individuals can take. But also which direction we want to force this out-of-control government to go in, and how do we force them to do that. But I'll say this, the number one message and the number one mission that I've got is simply telling the people who the bad guys are. The general public is starting to get angry, starting to get focused, starting to awaken. But they still don't understand who their enemy is completely, and they don't know the depth of corruption and the depth of ruthlessness. You must first know your enemy. And then you've got to have the will to face them down. And you've got to have the will to make sacrifices. And if you're ashamed to knock on your neighbor's door or invite them over for coffee and a piece of pie, if you're ashamed to talk to your neighbor, or if you're foolish enough to not understand that just having that neighbor over for coffee and a piece of pie to talk about the state of the world, you begin to shift your attention, their attention, onto issues that are actually important. See, that's part of the big globalist mind trick, is they say, oh, you don't talk about taxes, you don't talk about politics, you don't talk about religion. You know, oh, it's the weekend, or oh, I'm going bowling with you know, the boys, or I'm going out with my girlfriends to eat dinner. Men and women out there think that it's their private time, their precious time, and they don't want to hear about anything negative. That's individual selfishness. We're going to lose everything because the general public doesn't know how the world works and doesn't understand how dire the straits are and doesn't want to be uncomfortable. Well, you're going to be uncomfortable because
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore, not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went.
All right, let's do this. Let's take calls, and then you have my word, and I'm going to cover the economic news, the military news, the oil spill news, the incredible police state news. It just gets more and more wild by the minute. But we're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I first wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that I think are so essential for everyone out there to check out, because these are things everyone needs. You need storable food. And the best outfit out there, non-GMO, non-hybrid, all grown right here in America, except for the bananas, is eFoodsDirect.com. And they're running a special until July 14th of free shipping. So all of your money goes towards food. And let me tell you, that's a substantive discount when somebody gives you free shipping in a food order, because obviously the shipping is normally high because food weighs a lot. Check out their amazing line of foods. They've got ready-to-eat. They've got gourmet style. They've got special diets. This is the one-stop shop, and they're patriots. The letter E, foodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com, or 800-409-5633. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to tell you that you need firearms, you need storable food, you need water filters, you need neighbors you can trust, you need family you can trust. And even if it's a one-month supply of food, this stuff is highly portable. They've got it all at eFoodsDirect.com. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is Weapons-Universe.com. These folks have everything you can imagine for your self-defense needs. You need to go to Weapons-Universe.com. Whether you need knives or stun guns, blow guns, collapsible batons, they have it all. They're patriots and great prices. Weapons-Universe.com. They have authentic movie replica swords, like that neat Conan the Barbarian one they sent me. It's not a cheapo one. It's made in Spain. You won't find a better selection with brand names like Cold Steel, Spydraco, and Smith & Wesson. Weapons-Universe.com has the largest selection and some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. Go to Weapons-Universe.com or click on the banner that's up on Infowars.com today. And so, again, I really want to thank those sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Okay, without further ado, let's go right back to your phone call, see what you have to say out there on this July 5th, 2010 transmission. Julio in Illinois, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Alex Jones, happy Independence Day to you, to one of the best patriots out there helping the cause. Thank you, sir, for what you have done.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I was at the Taste of Chicago yesterday and noticed a huge police state situation there. There were camouflage-looking officers all over the place. There was Department of Homeland Security, Federal Protective Police Service roaming through downtown all over State Street, which is one of the busiest streets in downtown.
And just a month ago, we got video of it. We're going to be posting it this week, the full report to PrisonPlanet.tv. On top of it, there is the foreign troops from Eastern Europe training to take on domestic groups. We have it on video. We were there. I sent my crew up there, all part of the acclimation. But notice, the bigger the police state, the less secure you are. Total gun ban in Chicago. In fact, guys, I IM'd you this on Friday. I don't know if you have it. But I forget the exact headline. I was telling my crew because I wanted to read it on air. It was something like Chicago, revises gun ban. And they were saying, ha, 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 it'll still be almost impossible to get a gun. And everyone who has been convicted of a gun crime has to come register. And you have to take 5 hours of training. And we have to authorize you. And it's still up to our discretion. And so this is the new model. The Supreme Court says you can have a gun, but you can jump through 100 hoops to get it. So most people will be barred. And just to see that mob boss Daley bragging about how he's going to still disarm people, there he is in a city that is more dangerous than many areas of Mexico. I mean, there's only one city in the United States that has collapsed as bad as Mexico into crime, and that's Chicago. And no one denies that. I was listening to Chicago-based radio last night for about an hour beyond the Beltway as I was sitting there fishing, and they were admitting, the host was admitting, it is becoming just a hellhole of crime. But please continue, Julio.
Yeah, the police state's pretty disgusting here. There was I was with a member of We Are Change Chicago filming the police state stuff, and there was the American flag right near Congress Boulevard in downtown. Underneath the American flag was two great CCTV cameras. So that's great for our protection, Big Brother watching us. But my question to you is about Bill Gates and Bilderberg. You were talking about how with Jim Tucker and others, how they gave the green light pretty much for an invasion of Iran. What I'm concerned about with Bill Gates, and I'm sure you're going to talk about this in your new Fall of the Republic eugenics film, is about that weather modification and how he and Melinda Gates are big on eugenics and vaccinations. Have you got any intel from your sources who know Bilderberg well about how Bill Gates will be using any like weather modifications? I think Gerald Celente talked about the new Dust Bowl will be the BP oil spill. And now, do you think they're going to talk about with these record temperatures going on in the Northeast and all around the country that this is global warming coming back and we need to have a cap and trade, tax us for breathing situation?
Julio, I appreciate your call. That's a wide range of important questions, and I'm sure you could talk for an hour on each one, and so could I. But Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it was the Rockefeller founder. Now, I knew that over 100 years ago, the banking families propagandized through the media and said, yes, it's trust busting. We've got all these big monopolies, and so you've punished us. Our companies are now going to be broken up. But what happened was the holdings that these elite families had basically went tax exempt and went into foundations. And I'd always known that the Rockefeller family basically created the modern environmental movement. I'd always known that they basically promoted philanthropic endeavors as a way to hide their money and use the money for social control and to secure their monopoly. But I was up here Friday and Rob Jacobson was saying, watch this documentary. I saw it on PBS about the Rockefellers, and there, lo and behold, he played me the clip. I didn't know the Rockefellers founded the term philanthropy. Oh, I'm a philanthropist. And that the Rockefellers didn't like people saying, hey, give your money to charity. Hey, you're so rich, worth billions and billions of dollars at the turn of the 20th century, over 100 years ago. And so they invented, you learn something every day, they invented philanthropy. Well, what do you see Bill and Melinda Gates doing with their $100 billion? What do you see Warren Buffett with his $80 billion? What do you see them doing? They put it in a tax-free foundation, and then only the interest on that money goes to their supposed social endeavor. And then they keep all their assets tax-free. It is a huge, unfair trade advantage, business advantage, because everybody else is having to pay taxes. And that's why you read in the memoirs of the Astors and others, even recently they'll brag, what, taxes? That's for little people. See, you pay taxes, they don't. And yes, most of what Bill and Melinda Gates spend their money on is eugenics, is population reduction. And the second biggest area that I've noticed Bill and Melinda Gates are now involved in is weather modification. And I'm sure most of you have seen that. It's been all over the news. Oh, isn't Bill Gates nice? He's invested billions of dollars in stopping hurricanes. He's invested billions of dollars in weather control. He has all these patents, and, oh, he wants a new government agency to be created to fund this. Yeah, to fund him. He'll control the Weather Bureau. The Bill and Melinda Gates Weather Control. You know, this sunny day brought to you by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This is what our grandkids are going to be listening to. It turns out that in the early 60s, the U.S. government was controlling, speeding them up, making them weaker, making them stronger, killing them, directing them, steering them, hurricanes. And in 1967, the Stanford Research Institute and, of course, the Naval War Laboratory, headed up at that time by Ben Livingston, did certify that they had complete control over the weather. And so, yes, they are manipulating the weather. Now, what's manipulated and what isn't? Once they start changing the weather in one spot, that changes the weather forever, though probably in small ways. Who knows what chain reactions they could be creating? You know, that's really the problem at the end of the day, is the globalists are all about data. They're all about controlling information. They're all about understanding systems. But to do that, they engage in massive tests, massive experiments. And we are all taking part in genetic engineering experiments, in toxic experiments being poisoned, in weather control experiments. And Bill and Melinda Gates are developing viruses that go in and reprogram your brain. And I've been warning you about that for a decade at least. But now it's mainstream news. And you just wake up and you're not who you were before. And that's the type of enemy we face. And they've already got all this stuff. They admit they do. That's why they're so arrogant. That's why they don't care, ladies and gentlemen. And you try to talk to some steroid head cop about this information, they're just going to laugh, ladies and gentlemen. If it wasn't on American Idol, they're not going to listen. If you try to talk to your dumb neighbor, they're not going to listen. You try to talk to the average American, even though they don't like being screwed by the government and they know things are getting worse and worse, they still just don't realize how serious it is. And I love America, and I love the good people that are in this country. I mean, it's a mix. People say, well, the ugly Americans, you know, the rude Americans overseas when they see how we behave, how we're wealthy and take it for granted, how we're into pettiness and style. And, I mean, that's really looked down upon by classy people. We are creatures of the corporate board. We're creatures of whatever the system is selling us. We dress like clowns. We're a joke. And it's easy for people that have never had it good to see that. And I'm saying I'm a joke. I mean, I'm not up here judging anybody. We are the children of decadent people who are the children of decadent people who are the children of decadent people. Now, sure, you take somebody on average born 100 years ago, they were a lot more polite, a lot harder working, a lot more honorable, statistically, historically. I'm not saying you are a bad person individually. I'm just saying on average. But it's more than just the fact that we're decadent. We're poisoned. We're chemically blunted. We're at a big giant science experiment with a bunch of control freaks that think they're God doing really bad things to everybody. And it's all real. I mean, CNN admits they put silicon in chicken McNuggets, a petrochemical that's admittedly toxic. Everything gets tested on us. That's illegal everywhere in the world. But here, the GMO crops we're fed are illegal everywhere in the world. But here, we are a joke. Okay? Now, I'll admit I'm a joke. I don't want to be a joke. I'm going to go to Gil hung up. I'm going to go to Brian, Eric, Laura, and others. No, Gil didn't hang up. He's just at the end of the line there. And see, that caller calls in, and he brings up such heavy subjects. I just realized my children don't have much future, and that's a really scary thing to face up to. But I know this. I can't stop living. I can't stop my will to live. I can't stop my life force. And the fact that my instincts and my spirit, everything I am, is driving me forward to explore, to trailblaze, to continue to live. Just living is a victory. For our ancestors, thousands of years ago, just surviving was victory. Just having children and enough of the children surviving to have children, that was winning. And that's still winning. And the globalists boil everything down to that. They understand that's winning. That's why they've got a plan through banking fraud to bankrupt almost everyone so that you're now under their control and so your government's under their control so they can then kill you. Because when you don't exist anymore and your children don't exist anymore, they have full spectrum dominance. And they debate whether they're going to keep less than a million people or whether they should have 500 million. And they put out white papers and have debates that we've covered and linked to. They have hundreds and hundreds of public debates, and they laugh at you in the debates and know you're not even interested. And they say because you're not interested, you deserve to die. I mean, I don't like a bunch of control freaks messing with my water and my food and talking about how I don't deserve to live and how they plan to kill me. And how they're slowly killing all of us to where we die of degenerative diseases. Most of us are now sterile or almost sterile. And I sit around recognizing it, and I'm here on the radio, and I'm talking about it, and we have radio breaks, and I have guests on, and I've got to kind of be part of the system at a certain level, you know, part of the structure to be able to promote and to be able to have advertisers. I mean, you know, this system is so corrupt and so diabolical, it's almost like even responding to it in a conventional way adds power to it. I mean, you see what I'm talking about? More and more, I think I should just do one video a day and cover the important issues for 10 minutes, and then that's it. That's all there is. But no, to attack this system, I had to attack it through its structure, through its infrastructure, through the way it was set up. And I guess that's what a fish does. It follows the stream. It follows the river. It follows out to the lakes and into the big sea. But, you know, I'm totally for real. And I believe the things I'm saying, and I know what I'm saying is real. And to be quite honest with you, I take off 2 days, which is a long time for me, 2 days straight. And I'm blasted right now. I don't get all excited and happy when I see an article in the London Telegraph where they admit the government kidnaps children for no reason to fill quotas and that they're picking them by hair color and eye color. I, you know, 15 years ago, I'd get excited about an article like that. Like, oh, I get to expose the evil. You know, this will show people how evil the system is. And then I realized, wait a minute, no, this is just part of acclimation. Okay, the government kidnaps kids for no reason. Okay, they ship narcotics in. Okay, they're poisoning the water. Okay, they're growing the opium.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Barney in Texas, you're on the air, Barney.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I've been listening to you since November. A friend of mine sent me a text on Obama deception, and ever since then I've been watching all your videos and finding out what's been going on in the world. I wanted to give you two quick solutions and then a really good news report. One thing, I'm a Prison Planet subscriber.
Thank you, sir. I couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, I just think I wanted to encourage all the other listeners, kind of like if all the Christians tithed, then we'd be able to change the world. But, you know, all we have to do is stop buying Starbucks and McDonald's and movies, and everyone can, I think all your listeners could afford $5 or $6 a month to support you. I would like, if Michael Moore is allowed to get his films in the theaters, I think we should be able to support you so you could do that. But anyway,
well, I do think the biggest solution, to interrupt you, just to add to what you're saying, is promoting the alternative media into the mainstream media. We need to supplant the corporate lying globalist propaganda arms, and they know that. They know we are starting to endanger them, and that's why they're now trying to openly shut down the internet and why they're demonizing their competition. That's actually good news. The establishment would just be ignoring us and others if we weren't having an effect, Barney, so that's a really good point. People always ask me, well, what are solutions? Well, states' rights, 10th Amendment, getting healthy, getting informed, calling for criminal charges against the bankers. But the biggest thing is, if nobody points out that BP is clearly involved in a false flag here, if nobody points out that Obama is blocking the aid effort here, then no one will know that. So it really is the perception issue. We've got to counter the establishment's lies with the truth. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's so many of us that, you know, believe what you're saying, and we see, you know, been woken up. But the simplest thing we can do is just support somebody who's out there on the front lines doing it, because in our daily lives we get so busy. So we, you know, at the end of our 60 or 70 years on this earth, there's only so much we can do. But if we support somebody in a very practical way, then we can get the message out. Because it's really hard to talk to, I work in Hispanic media, it's hard to talk to educated or middle-class people. I live in the suburbs of Dallas, and it's like you can't really get a conversation going because there's so much information. They think, they kind of treat you like you're crazy or whatever, like you're a conspiracy theorist. But whenever I've seen my friends actually watch the videos, your videos, then they get it. So anyway.
Well, no, that's why people, Barney, I mean, this is probably the, no exaggeration, the third, fourth, I don't know, 5,000 times, because it happens hundreds of times a year, where people on air as callers and in emails and on the street say, I couldn't wake my father or my mother or my son or my daughter up, or my boss or my employee or my pastor. I couldn't wake my rabbi up. Whatever the case is, I couldn't wake my imam up until I gave them Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm. And the films really are the most important work I do, because the radio show is informative. The news websites are informative, but the films, I'm really able to give people a full spectrum breakdown. And with that nugget of information, they're able to really then wake themselves and others up. And that's why PrisonPlanet.tv is so important, because people can then download the shows, the radio interviews, the video interviews, all the films, and burn them to disc and give them to people on any subject they want to inform them with. And so that is a very exciting point that you just made, Barney, because the films are the way to go.
And I wanted to give you a good report. My brother, Tim Donnelly, and he lives in California in the 59th District. That's San Bernardino County and part half of Los Angeles County. He, just 3 months ago, he's a patriot. He was actually in 05 one of the founding members and president of the Minutemen movement. And he won the primary, the Republican primary, with only $24,000.
Stay there. I'm coming right back to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.